وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى cover you in his rahmah, and may Allah سبحانه وتعالى shower his blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فول وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, the reward for the salah performed towards the first Qibla is not lost. Commenting on the verse, "And Allah will not put your belief in Iman to waste," the tafsir Durrul Mansur quotes on the authority of Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Tabrani and Mustadrak Hakim, a narration of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, "When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam received the revelation to face the Kaaba, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired about the condition of those people, Salah, who faced Baytul Muqaddas and who had already passed away. At this instance, the above verse was revealed, wherein it is explained that Allah will not put their belief in Iman to waste." In this verse, Salah is termed as belief in Iman, which makes the high status of Salah apparent. In certain traditions, it is mentioned that the position of Salah in Islam is as the position of the head in the body. The presence of the head lends credibility to the body. Without the head, the body is useless. In the concluding portion of the verse, it is mentioned, "Verily, Allah is unto mankind most forgiving, most merciful." Allah is the all-wise as well as the sovereign. With wisdom, He instructs man with certain injunctions, wherein lies man's good fortune and benefit. Allah's compassion and mercy abounds in every commandment. Whoever will perform his salah according to Allah's command should never doubt its acceptance, since Allah will never put to waste an action correctly performed. The words Ra'uf and Rahim both denote compassion, but this meaning is accentuated in the word Ra'uf. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. Verily we see, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, frequently lifting your gaze towards the heavens. We will most assuredly turn you towards a Qibla pleasing to you. So turn your face towards the sacred mosque, the sacred masjid, and wherever you may be, turn your faces to its direction. Most certainly, those who have been given the book know well that this order is from their Lord, and Allah is not unmindful of what you do. The order to turn towards the Kaaba Sharif and the eager anticipation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reports that during the period when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing salah towards Baytul Muqaddas, he would, upon completion, lift his eyes skywards in anticipation of the order which would fix the Kaaba as the Qibla of the Muslims. It was due to this that the verse, "Verily, we see you frequently lifting your gaze towards the heavens," was revealed. Allama Wahidi rahmatullah alayhi writes in Asbab al-Nuzul that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam expressed his heartfelt desire to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that Allah should turn him away from the Qibla of the Jews and appoint another Qibla for him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam preferred to face the Kaaba, which was a Qibla of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "I am but a servant like yourself. Having no option in the matter, you should request Allah to turn your Qibla to that of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam." Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam ascended towards the heavens, while the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued to look towards the sky in anticipation of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam arriving with the command to face the Kaaba. It was with regard to this that the above mentioned verse was revealed. After the Hijrah and migration to Medina Munawwara, the Muslims continued to face towards Baytul Muqaddas in Salah for approximately 16 to 17 months. It was only after this duration of time that the Kaaba was fixed as a Qibla of the Muslims as desired by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this verse, Allah also issues a general command for all Muslims to face towards the sacred mosque, the Masjid al-Haram, wherever in the world they may be situated. A slight deflection of the true direction of the Qibla will not disrupt the Salah. The sacred mosque refers to the one in the immediate vicinity surrounding the Kaaba. The entire Ummah followers unanimously accept the Kaaba as being the Qibla of the Muslims. Due to the fact that the Kaaba is situated within the Masjid al-Haram, the instruction was given to face towards this masjid. Yet the verse alludes to the fact that the exact direction of the Kaaba does not have to be faced by every person who may be far or near. It will suffice for him to merely turn towards the direction of the Masjid al-Haram when performing Salah. Since it is not always possible for people not present within the Masjid al-Haram to face towards the exact location of the Kaaba, the command is to face towards the direction of the Masjid al-Haram so as not to place undue difficulty upon the Muslims. However, the person who is physically present within the Masjid al-Haram has to face directly towards the Kaaba when performing Salah. The Tafsir al-Qurtubi reports from Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The Kaaba is a Qibla for those within the Masjid al-Haram, while the Masjid al-Haram is a Qibla for those within the Haram, and the Haram is a Qibla for my entire Ummah and followers wherever they may be in this world." So jurists write that it will suffice for a person to face towards whichever direction the Kaaba is situated. A slight deflection will not nullify the Salah. When a person begins to perform Salah, a deflection of up to 22.5 degrees right or left will be of no consequence. Jurists have deduced from the verse the direction of the sacred masjid, that it is sufficient to face towards the direction of the Kaaba, even though one may not be totally accurate. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in a narration of Tirmidhi that the Qibla lies between the east and the west. This was with reference to the people of Medina Munawwara, because the Kaaba lies south of Medina Munawwara. Allah has allowed much flexibility to every person in the world in that he may face towards the direction of the Kaaba in Salah. Should one deflect slightly from the true direction, one Salah will still be valid. Allah has permitted such versatility in his injunctions so that it becomes easy for every person to practice upon them. Just as the times of Salah are determined by physical observation of the elements, the direction of Qibla may be determined without mathematical, geometrical, or astronomical calculations. It does not require any scientific instruments and can be determined without any difficulties. There exists much compliancy in the matter of the Qibla. However, when a masjid is being constructed, intensive verification is required when determining the direction of Qibla. The wisdom in specifying the Kaaba is Qibla. The being of Allah is not confined to any place or direction. Everything belongs to Him, as is evident from the verse, Say to Allah belongs the East and the West. Wherever we perform Salah collectively or individually, it is necessary for every person to face the same direction. To achieve this unity, the Kaaba was designated as a Qibla. Since the Kaaba was originally constructed by the father of all mankind and the first prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and thereafter again by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was universally accepted, it is a natural choice of the Qibla till eternity. If the choice was left to mankind to designate the Qibla, many disputes would have arisen, which would ultimately deprive us of any united stand. Another wisdom behind the fixing of the Kaaba specifically as a Qibla for Salah is that it is possible to perform Salah on all four sides of the Kaaba. People in every direction are able to perform their Salah by merely turning towards the direction of the Kaaba in relation to their respective locations. Consequently, Salah now takes place in the East, West, North, and South. In this, we witness the realization of such verses as, "To Allah belongs the East and the West, and wheresoever you may turn, there you shall find the countenance of Allah." The verse concludes with the statement, "Most certainly those who have been given the book know well that this command is from their Lord. It was only due to obstinacy that they objected, since they had perfect knowledge that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was indeed the messenger concerning which their scriptures had prophesied. They also understood well that he would not issue any false or futile instructions. And Allah is not unmindful of what you do. Allah is well aware of every action and movement of a person. Those who object will receive the due punishment for their disbelief and evil actions. وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذًا لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Even if you have to present every kind of proof to those who have been given the scriptures, they will not turn towards your Qibla. Neither should you to turn towards theirs. They will not even turn towards the Qiblas of each other. Should you now follow their wishes after knowledge has come to you, then surely you would be amongst the oppressive folk. So further details regarding the obstinacy of the Jews and Christians. This verse further clarifies the stubbornness of these people and makes it evident that they had no desire whatsoever to accept the truth. Their refusal to accept the change of Qibla was not based on any proof or valid argument, but they were merely bent upon disputing and displaying their arrogance. They were unwilling to accept any reasonable proofs and would not compromise to follow the Qibla of Muslims. Therefore, why should the Muslims follow their whims? The Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, attempted to beguile the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying, "O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, return to our Qibla and we will believe in your apostleship and follow you." Allah negates both aspects here by declaring that they will neither follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor will he turn towards their Qibla. The Qibla of the Jews was Baitul Muqaddas, while the Christians adopted an easterly direction, although Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam never faced in their direction before his ascension to the heavens. The Qibla was the same as that of the Jews, and that is Baitul Muqaddas. They will not even turn towards the Qiblas of each other. The author of Ruhul Ma'ani writes that this verse describes the stubbornness of the Ahlul Kitab and the servitude they paid to their carnal passions. Allah wishes to inform His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the attitude of these people is not reserved to their interaction with Him specifically, but exists even in their mutual relationships between themselves. Should you now follow their wishes after knowledge has come to you, then surely you would be amongst the oppressive folk. This verse explains that divine knowledge had come to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is most definitely from Allah alone. At the same time, the human is imbued with desires which will not permit him to accept the truth. Therefore, should a person choose to follow his desires, he will be counted among those who are oppressive and reject the truth to fall behind falsehood. In this is a grave emphasis against the satiation of one's desires. Reference is also made to the fact that no sin can stem from the Prophet's alayhi salam, since the following of one's desires and commission of sins are attributes of oppressive people, while the Prophets alayhi salam have been safeguarded by Allah from committing any oppression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on the path of the Anbiya and the path of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.